Yeah.
Secretary Rogers.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Miss Burden. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Burden? We got a bad connection here. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Miss Burden.
Bill, how'd you get along?
I thought it went pretty well.
I've been tied up. I didn't get
it. Yeah. Ron Ziegler thought it went well.
I haven't been able to talk to him yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It really is not too difficult. Mm-hmm. You know,
The problem we've got is basically this, and I've told our people here, that to vent their spleen on the UN and not on us, because it's... Reagan called me last night, and I didn't talk to him until this morning, but he, of course, is outraged and has the feeling, and I found that what outraged him, and I find this is typical of a lot of people, they saw it on television, and he said these... And apparently it was a pretty grotesque picture.
Apparently it was a terrible scene.
A scene, and they cheered, and I didn't see it, you see. Did you? On TV?
No, I didn't.
I was sitting and just read the reports, but Reagan said, I said he practically got sick at his stomach, and that's why he called. And he said it was a terrible scene, and that sort of thing will have an emotional effect on people.
Yep.
That here these... To be kicking the United States in the teeth, he says it was a terrible thing. They thought. Did you get the same feeling or not?
Yes, I did. I didn't. Of course, I didn't see it, but I've heard that it was really pretty revolting, repulsive damn scene. I tried to hit it as carefully as I could. I said I thought this was going to lose support of American people, and American people are going to be disillusioned.
That's good.
I talked about the money. I said that they've got to face up to the fact they're bankrupt. And mm-hmm. And I said Senator Mansfield and Senator Scott have both introduced bills now saying that they're going to cut back the appropriations, and the UN has got to face up to realities. So you never know how it's going to come out, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what they'll try to do now is make it appear that it was a defeat for us.
Yeah.
And I said that, you know, it's not a defeat. We fought for principle.
Name.
We fought for principle, and we think that we were right, and we understand that sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. And
of course, this vote has been getting closer year every year.
Yes, I pointed that out.
What was it last year? Wasn't it pretty close?
Well, it was pretty close last year. But see, what's happened in the meantime is that the People's Republic has established diplomatic relations with a lot of these countries.
Sure, including Italy.
Italy and Canada and Belgium and the rest of them.
And, of course, the feet side, but... I can't help but believe that that we have make or are making the case or have made the case that we've worked hard on the damn thing. What do you think?
Oh, yes. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
You get much doubt on that point?
No. There was only one question about that, and everybody knows that we worked like hell on it. I wonder if I should call Reagan.
Well, here's what his proposal is, and maybe you might call him, and... His proposal, basically, he says that he feels so strongly. He says, I'm urging, and of course this is ridiculous, but I want you to have this background because it might be helpful if you could call him. And you say, he says, he says that you ought to call Bush back and then have him and instruct him to go back to the United Nations and just say that, well, we will continue to attend the United Nations, but we will no longer participate in the votes.
Well, we can't do that.
Well, you know what I mean. And he says this, he says the American people would just be for this. Well, of course, that in effect, Bill, is like getting out of the UN. It's Birch, he's pretty far on the Birch kicking the rest. What do you think? Would it do any good to call him or not?
Well, I thought it might be a good idea to say that that we feel the same way that he does, and we're going to do what we can to...
Yeah.
Cut down the, you know, cut them down to size.
And I tell you what you might do is say, you don't know how the press will cover there, but you might read that portion of your statement.
Right.
I wouldn't read the part of welcoming the Chinese.
I took that word out.
Good. Well, good. Just say we supported it or that.
Well,
I wouldn't even say that. I'd say, look, this is what we said. I regret this. We think it was this. And then say, look, Governor, take it. We don't mind you taking it out on the UN, but remember, and then you might, I think you might disclose to him that I made some calls.
Okay.
Would you, and tell him to keep it in confidence because we don't want to embarrass the countries that I didn't call. But why don't you tell him that?
Well, not an atmosphere, but you sent a lot of personal messages to, to the calls.
Well, God, you must have sent Laos, for Christ's sakes.
Well, you sent, you sent a lot to these
oral messages.
Yes,
yeah. I think you ought to say that everything was done and that it's just an unprecedented effort, and then say that what really happened here, I think you might explain, is that before we ever announced the Chinese trip, which is very important, before we ever announced, Italy was gone, Canada was gone,
That's right.
And
Belgium was gone.
Iran.
Turkey. All right, I'll do that.
Do you mind calling him?
Not at all.
Good. All right.
Brett, thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Do your best. But explain that you feel that after his talk with me, that I, as a matter of fact, I did talk to you right after I talked to him, and that I had talked to you, and you say, now, Governor, we reflected this in your statement, that you made the statement for the administration because you had carried this fight, that Bush did a terrific job, and the rest, that he mentioned this to you, and that you feel that under the circumstances. Oh, the other thing, if you would mention, which isn't a bad idea, say that there's one special problem we have right now. We have a possibility of war in India and Pakistan, and we may have to use the UN, restrain that damn war. And that this, therefore, we're really in a box in the UN. I'd hit that very hard.
That's a good idea.
Very hard. Tell him what he says. That's something else again, but says, remember, hit the UN and don't hit the president.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.